Hello and welcome to week number 4 of Al Sirhan podcast. This is Hisham Al Sirhan, and as you know, this podcast is to share my personal reflection of the world is open class. The main topic for this week is the expansion of blended and online learning. Everyone in the class did a great job in presenting the different reports for this week's readings. And the reading were full of information about online learning from different perspectives and time frame. There was an excellent coverage of the status of online learning in the United States and to what directions it is moving. I really enjoyed listening to my classmates in the class during the 90-second presentation and during the group discussions we had for the different articles. Also, everyone's contribution in on-course was really useful to understand the content of the readings for this week. It was very clear that online learning is a fast-growing choice or learning choice among people, especially in public universities and big institutions, because it was able to fill the gap for many learners who couldn't attend traditional face-to-face classes or instruction. Economy, I think, and disasters also seems to push people toward the use of online learning. Many examples were presented during the lectures of Dr. Bond for this week, and it was very clear that unfortunately people seem to move toward online learning when something bad happens or when they only need to do so. Even though online learning, as I said, has been expanded and growing rapidly, there are still lots of challenges facing the growth of online learning. And these challenges range from resistance of people to the lack of support and to the lack of support and training to provide good quality learning for all programs. My contribution during this week was to share, to read and summarize a report and share it with my classmates. And this report was basically a meta-analysis studies to evaluate online learning practices based on evidences that are available in studies conducted between 1996 and 2008. The following points that I'm going to state later are the main summary of this report. The first thing is that the general purpose of this report was to provide the policymakers with research-based guidance about how to implement online learning for K-12 students. And the technique used for this research was a meta-analysis, as I mentioned, which is a way to combine the results of multiple studies to obtain a composite estimate of the results. And there were the analysis started with more than 1,000 studies which were published between 1996 and 2008. The selection of these studies was based on three main conditions. First of all, the researchers only selected web-based instruction studies, so they removed all other kind of studies that relate to other kind of technologies such as TV, or which focused on distance learning without the use of web-based or the internet. And they also, the researchers also selected studies that used experimental or and quasi-experimental designs. And the last condition was they focused that they wanted study that the that focused on the effects related to students learning, and they wanted to have a clear studies with clear which shows clear effects of online learning on students learning. And the authors in this or the researchers of this research, they noticed that many of the studies suffered from weaknesses such as the small sample size or they fail to report retention rates for students. And also, a very important section, I think, in this report was the synthesis of the studies being examined. I think that this section was very useful because it provided short descriptions and explained lots of details about short details about each one of the long list of studies that were examined. There are many points that were discussed in this article, and the lecture at the end presented by Dr. Bond also provided very nice explanations and examples of blended learning's environment and how to implement that, and what are the advantages and disadvantages of blended learning. I will end up in this podcast at this point, and I will talk to you next week. Goodbye.